Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody online or Twitter or whatever, whoever's listening to me, because I know I'm probably heard by lots of people in different places, perhaps, or whoever's listening to me, or few or a lot. You know, this is Dove Knight. I've been doing podcasts for many years. I also been singing and writing songs for so many years. I also perform at so many places in L.A. And the COVID-19 pandemic has just seemed to ruin the whole entire world, but everything is getting better. As I said before, I prayed and my wish came true that they found at least a vaccine for it to start getting things back to normal somewhat. I hope it gets back to normal soon. I just got my first dose of COVID today, so I'm happy for that, and I hope to get the next dose soon. So my stance is to stay sequestered and be safe by wearing a mask. Now, when I'm on air, I speak about, you know, I've been talking about the Dove Knight Matter Part 2, the hits. The Dove Knight Matter the Part 2, the hits, are very much, I co-written every song on an album, and I sang it. You know, I wish, you know, I could do more things to the songs that I made, you know. It's just what it is, what it is. I talk about the pop songs on the album because there's so much about love. Like, you know, with pop and rock, okay? And if people like pop and pop and rock album mixed together, then the Dove Knight Matter Part 2 is for you. It's out for you to enjoy. Now, I got to say, there are people who question me why I'm on stage performing. There's no way I can be on stage performing when it was COVID. And a day before COVID, I did go on stage in Hollywood to sing, so I could sing periodically because I've been... There was a time where I was singing all the time in clubs as an open mic, as a solo performance a lot of times. Then there were bands that I was in, but we broke up all the time. I always break up bands, and including a band that didn't want to go further than just jamming. I mean, I wanted to go further than jamming because I was making demos and compilations, and I was in bands on stage in front of people singing or playing. I was in a band when I actually didn't sing lead. I just played in the background, which is fine because it's all about performing, because I love to sing, but I also love to make music too. I'm open-minded about everything, but you know, as you say, you know, creative process, or excuse me, at least I say the creative process is evolving and it must be expressed. You know, I made this pop ballad that I released about love. Enjoy writing about love. Unfortunately, my life has been filled with I have not received a lot of love, you know, growing up, and I had to find love inside myself to really imagine what it's like to feel good, because truly, honestly, I received a lot of chaos and a lot of obstacles because simply people judge me. And, you know, it's about expression. You know, it's about expression of thyself. You know, because being who I am as an artist is important. Loving myself is important. Because I was not born to be a tragedy. I was born to be a winner.
When I was young, I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed exams and I didn't feel bright. But I sabotaged myself.
Tragedy Is Not What I Am is on the Dove Nightmare Part 2, and this is my 6th album, so it was great to do. That's the side of the adversity that I talk about, overcoming adversity. There's another song that I didn't put on there. It's called Trauma, which just talked about the traumas that I experienced, you know, being a victim of crime, the homelessness, the targeting, all that stuff, and to the situations where I came close to, you know, to just falling off the cliff, to, you know, and I... you know, stayed afloat through belief in God and to know that I'm a good person and to hang in there. But it's hard to hang in there because as of now, I have the critics and people who make preconceived notions about what I say, like on podcasts and make what I do. And I don't care what the critics say, but I have to continue to express myself, you know. If they're ignorant about what I say, I can't think about that. I think about being positive because I write music and play music. And also what I wrote about tragedy Is Not What I Am is to believe in myself, but also to take care of myself because I came out here to L.A. to be an artist, to be a successful recording artist, to be in the music business. I did not come out here for people who are said I came out here to have fun or I came out here to be a counselor or something that I have no plans to do. Unfortunately, the tragedy Is Not What I Am and the song Trauma illustrates the struggle of going for the dream. I have individuals who currently are going around saying that they use my music, use all my songs, a master writer, use my songs if I play it on the keyboard, made these allegations and said they're getting royalties from a song that I made. And I want to say I don't like hearing those allegations because they also were trying to do this reverse psychology thing by making me, to get me to talk about it so I can scare people away from my songs and hopefully not let people be interested in my music or me, which is also evil and a sociopath. Listen, I had dealt with a lot of sociopathy. I dealt with a lot of people who targeted me because of their ignorance. And I have dealt with people who said that they use my song like I Do Love You. They said they're making money from it. They also said they were making money from lying to people, putting my signatures. These are allegations that I don't believe because I have copyrighted these songs because of what they said. And there's no proof of that. But if there's any proof of any of these allegations that you hear about it, please let me know at DoveNeedsLove22. Because I like to be positive. It's these people who live near me who feel threatened by a talented person like me who sings or express thyself or have ambition and want to undermine it through their ulterior motives and selfish motives just to get ahead. And that's not what the music business or anyone who was inspired like me should be dealing with. And it's important that I talk about it because it's the truth. and I'm not afraid of the truth in any way, shape, or form. And I hope that everybody understands that I am very much aware of what's going on. These same individuals make false allegations about my mental health and everything which pertains to their sociopathy and their not only their ignorance, but their criminal and evil intentions. I didn't come on this planet to deal with this. I came on this planet to be an artist. I came on this planet to express myself and be good to not only especially myself, but to my fellow man, and to tell the truth for what it is, because I have nothing to fear but fear itself. And this is why I wrote the song, Tragedy Is Not What I Am, because these obstacles include dealing with sociopaths and narcissists who want to undermine my potential. If they use that song, yes. They even said they're waiting for me to sue them, which I thought that was really a diabolically dangerous person. I'm repeating this. I did not sign anything with anybody to use. And if anyone wanted to use my songs, they can. I apologize if I sound negative, because that's not what I'm supposed to do. But in order for me to tell the truth and to be wise and to be clear-headed and to be serene as a person inside and out, meaning feeling good, I can't just talk about all the good things sometimes. I have to talk about what's truthfully honest on the dark side to clear out my head and clear out what anything that's going on that is not good for me to stay positive. Because the purpose for this podcast is for me to stay positive. There's no script. I'm talking from deep within to you. And again, I thank you for listening. And that's why I've written that Tragedy Is Not What I Am. Because I didn't come to Hollywood with a dream broken or to let someone step on me, use my song. If they did, they committed atrocity. Because they didn't write that song. They didn't write it. I wrote it. And at the same time, I have to protect my songs by copywriting or putting on my publishing. But you'll find out all the songs that I created, even on my master writer, that they came around, I put it on my publishing. And I say this because, unfortunately, there are people out there who want to sabotage other people's dreams, like the individuals that come near me. And they even question where I work and all that stuff. Well, there's COVID-19 out here. There's a lot of incidents out here. There's a lot of people who are struggling. And they have no business questioning me with all these struggles and all these incidents going on, particularly because they don't care. All they care about is themselves and hurting individuals like me to try to undermine my potential for their selfish motives. And we got to stop the dream killers. We got to stop the naysayers. We got to stop people from doing bad things to me and you. We got to be positive. And if anyone has any concern about what I say, please contact me, because everything I said is perfectly okay. And when I say that, these same people who have questioned what I say on my podcast, questioning if I'm well or not, I am perfectly well mentally. And I mean, if you're ignorant and you don't understand people, then something is wrong with them, especially if someone, as well as the person who want to try to undermine my potential or steal my song, because that's not what it's all about. But unfortunately, in Hollywood, it has happened where people's dreams, great, talented people have been stepped on and their dreams have been obliterated or dashed by dangerous low-life opportunities who want to take advantage of them. And I'm no exception, but I'm not going to let them take advantage of me, because I put all my songs on publishing and copyright. Because I had to. Every artist has to make music. And I say this with authenticity, and I say this with the appreciation of knowing that to communicate about it is a way to address it and for it to eradicate it. And I will continue to communicate about it, because these are my critics. These critics are the sociopaths, the narcissists, the ignorant people, and they're everywhere. So we have to keep them away from talented people or good people like you and me, who wants to do good and who wants to create, who are inspired to go for our dreams and to be positive. Because this world has an indifference that has to be expressed. and it's not fair for you or me to be dealing with these type of individuals. And I say that that's wrong. And I say that also because if they did, let's just say if they did, took my song and used it, there is no way I could look the other way. And because to the ability to forgive of what they did after all those years of struggle, and they haven't earned, they haven't paid their dues, that is no way that I could look at them in any way, shape, or form ever again. Because that's so evil. Taking someone's dream is evil. If they did this, which I don't believe. Problem is they make up these allegations that are not true. And that is in itself is evil. But regardless, the pertinent point is about why I'm talking about this is related to the song Tragedy Is Not What I Am. Because Tragedy Is Not What I Am is such a positive song, and it dealt with those issues. Because I've written the lyrics about, you know, struggles in school and hanging out with the wrong people. And how I overcame those obstacles to become a well person and a knowledgeable person and a positive person. Because the important message about it is negative situations, negative people, negative consequences. I have to be positive. But I also have to take care of myself. I have to. The world's not going to do it for me. And unfortunately, they may not do it for you. So we have to stand on our 2 feet. And that's why I wrote that song, Tragedy Is Not What I Am, because it's truly what I meant. Because I came to L.A. struggling, and I truly believe that everything gets better. Unfortunately, I went through too much. I had to find love by hearing it from others that is within. I was rejected. I have suffered so much. But at the same time, I grew wiser. And to illustrate that life continues and life can be better, and I only have one life to live, and I have to appreciate it as best as I can in order for me to continue. But at the same time, I have to take care of myself. And that's what I mean. And that's what I mean. Because the other problem is, the ignorance is the problem. Because when people hear me and look at me and don't know what to make of me and make false innuendos about my health or whatever, it's because their ignorance and lack of education is simply because they don't understand about the world does not revolve around them or their religion or their beliefs. And they don't understand how to deal with people they perceive like me who they think are unique. Unique, and the critics that I have, some of the critics, Now, some of my critics, there's the critics who simply don't want me to be in the business because they're, you know, for whatever reason. And it may be that's what they really feel, and I have to ignore that. Then there's the critics who are simply evil, the sociopaths, the narcissists, the stealers, the thieves, the dream killers, the naysayers. And I, unfortunately, I don't like talking about those issues because it creates, you know, that, you know, being, you know, talking about negativity is just not good. But I also believe that it has to be addressed if it's a concern to communicate in a communicative way that about the dream, about being positive, about having a goal, about having a talent that I do, or you. And a lot of people of all types, people who are extremely successful in the music industry or in any other occupation, or people who are aspired, or they go through this all the time too, dealing with dream killers and naysayers, jealous people who look at them and say, oh, we don't want them to make it, or try to undermine their potential. And that was truly the fact of what happened to me. And that's why I talk about it, because it's illustrated in the songs that I've written for the Dove Night Matter. And the Dove Night Matter Part 2 is available everywhere. You can find it online. You can even listen on our Heart Radio. You know, Deezer, iTunes, Spotify. And then, you know, the critics say, oh, I don't have enough fans. You know, I have a lot of fans. Even if they don't listen, if they hardly don't listen, I'm still going to create. If I only have one fan, I'm still going to create. Because I have the talent, you know. And there are people, and they criticize my size. That's the thing, you know, what I've written about unique. They say I'm too fat to be in the industry. Well, there are a lot of fats, or people who are considered fat, who did make it selling gold and platinum albums. They look at, you know, my stomach, or and then they look at the way I look. I've written the song Unique about that. If you listen to the lyrics, all right, I have been told by some people that I have an afro and being anorexic, meaning I had to be so skinny. And it was an illustration of the ignorance, you know, because in order to get that dream, or to be the lead singer, or to be in a band, I had to have a certain look. While look is great, you know, it's part of what sells, but really it's about the music business, is about whether I have talent as a singer or as a musician, or whether I can write a song, because, you know, the music business is about writing music, playing it, and singing it as much as possible. And when some ignorant or some low life or some sociopath or some predator looks at me who has talent and they want these ulterior motives, that's not good. So I don't care about what my critics say, but what I will say is that I have to continue to be positive by doing what I need to do, be a creator, be an artist. But and I also have the intellect to know the difference. I mean, people are going to go by what, because my tummy is so big, that something is wrong with that situation. Or saying things to get or to destroy or undermine my potential. Because unfortunately, it has happened in the Hollywood industry. I have met other Hollywood artists who went through the same thing, and some of them even gave up. Some people in Hollywood who wanted to make it in Hollywood took their own lives, gave up, etc., because of naysayers and sociopaths who wanted to undermine their potential or stop them from succeeding. And I'm also one of them. But I made it as a professional artist, because I wasn't a professional artist at the time when I made Unique. But they judged me by the way I look. And I thought that was so cruel, because it's prejudice. It's also a form of racism. It's a form of prejudice. You judge me because you don't want me to get that job as a singer or a songwriter because the way I look. That's not good. So I've written that song, What Unique Is About. I hope we can look within and be honest about ourselves and grow and not see any more atrocities. because I could easily have been an atrocity and gave up, and I came close. But I also realized that I had to continue to do what I need to do to better myself. Some people judge me by the way my clothes. They judge me by a look. They even judge me by what I'm saying on these podcasts and say, oh, I'm so, you know what, I can't change someone else's opinion. And while I can't change, make someone like me, I can't express myself and be positive and continue to believe that everything's going to be okay. Because in order for me to feel good and for you to feel good, we got to feel good. Self-love means that I have to be honest about everything in order to clear it up. And if it comes up again, then fine. Because it's a situation that goes on every day, and some people don't like talking about it. Some people have also told me by my podcast that I was too obsessive on these subjects about what I went through. Obsessive is not what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm obsessive. It's about just telling like it is because it's important. And if it happens to me constantly or if I see it happens to other people, which I have, because I'm not the only person that deals with this. It happens to people who are very, very gifted or have a talent to sing and write or intellectual, whatever the gift is. They have some jealous person or some lowlife who wants to undermine it. And it's really sad. But if my song was stolen, I would deal with it legally, yes, and all the other stuff. It is evil. It is no way that person was going to get real far if they did. And I will find out. And I'm going to drop it. Because we got to be positive. And that's why I've written the songs Unique and Tragedy Is Not What I Am. Because of the illustration of what I talked about and what I continue to go through. About it's okay to be unique because unique brings changes the world. Gifts, inventions, computer, everything by unique people. Because everybody's unique in their own way. That is the truth. And Tragedy Is Not What I Am is positive because it talks about overcoming obstacles. Whatever obstacle, still survive and whatever it is. You know, if it's overcoming drug abuse or if it's overcoming being in a bad relationship or if it's overcoming struggling in school or is it overcoming rejections by people on music or so on, like I have been through, we can overcome anything and still be positive and continue to go for dreams no matter what happens. And when I say dreams, I'm talking about in general, you know. Not just goals, but just being positive. People have all kinds of dreams. And dreams are important because it makes the world goes around. And one of my dreams came true by seeing the COVID-19 vaccine, finding the COVID vaccine, because I was scared for, you know, the whole mankind, even my life, you know. And I'm glad I got the vaccine, the first shot, but still, I had to get the second shot and still be safe. And that's what it's all about. Continue to grow, overcome adversity, and still be positive. And while being positive means it's part of love. True, true, true love. That is why I fell in love with you, because that's about being positive. truly being positive, liking, loving thyself, liking, loving thyself. Unique, and that was that is why I fell in love with you, and I really want to be with you. It is there for you to enjoy. Now, what my critics have said, some people have made about being obsessive, about talking about overcoming obstacles or whatever. Well, it's part of what the song is. I don't mean to be obsessive. It is positive to talk about why I've written the song and what the song and the journey is about. So I don't consider it obsessive about that or talk about dreams, because these are constant things. And I talk about it because I'm not the only one who is going through this, because it's part of love, self-love. It's expression, because I have to feel good about myself. And again, I hope you feel good too, because I am there for you. My music is there for you. You can listen to it. Because we got to take care of one another. Because we're good people, right? Because that's what it's all about. Feeling good is about expression. And I hope you are feeling good. And most importantly, thank you for listening, or whoever is listening to this podcast or any of my podcasts. Because I truly thank you. I really do. From the bottom of my heart. Because heart is so important. Because it's part of love. And those songs you just heard is a part of the love. Love, love, love. But then there was one song that I written was the reverse side of love. Unfortunately, when I fell for someone, someone didn't want to fall for me. And then it ended, a breakup. But it could be a breakup of a friendship, it could be a love, whatever. And I had to move on. Because like they said, there's other fish in the sea to meet, and I had to, you know, get over them, because I'm over them. Matter Part 2, and it has the song I'm Over You. Now, I want to also say that people are wondering why I'm doing these podcasts. Well, again, it's part of my self-expression. I don't care what my critics say, but I have to be positive, and I continue to create. Thank you for listening. I really do. All those songs are about self-love, because love is the highest form of expression. And being one of many podcasters who are on Twitter and on social media is a joy to do. It's part of the process of growing, communicating, and being who I need to be to enhance thyself. And that is truly what is important to do. And I thank you. I really do. If you have any questions, contact me at dubneeslove22. Some people have said, why haven't released a video? I am going to release a video. I apologize. I truly apologize. So the video should come out soon. It's been on hold. I worked on it. Let's just say it may come out tomorrow, but we will see. I will probably contact you tomorrow about the video. It's just, it's a simple video I make related to Death Night Matter Part 2. And I hopefully will have it either on YouTube, and it will be shown on Twitter for you by tomorrow. Probably toward the end of tomorrow night, or March 26th. Maybe late at night on March 27th. It should be out by tomorrow, and I will, the next podcast, I will talk about it. Thank you for listening, and last thing I want to say is, may all your wishes and dreams come true like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all, no matter where you come from, no matter what religion you are, no matter where you come from, because we're all God's children, because we truly are. Good day. Good night. From Dove Night.